Anti-theory meets string theory. This document is dedicated to Lubos Moltke for his willingness to communicate on the subject. And incidentally, he has failed to communicate with us on this subject. The current state of the theory of strings is presented quite understandably and lauded at Elegant Universe, and criticized quite soundly by Peter White in his book Not Even Wrong. See the review by John Cornwall. Elegant Universe is available as a link in this article. If non-theory could be considered reasoning without the use of theoretical influence, then anti-theory could be translated to against theory. Regardless of these conventions, this paper describes the use of anti-theory to answer difficult questions. Everyone is able to grasp this concept because it's the way we actually live and think if we can divorce ourselves of scientific and theological postulations that presently dominate our investigation. The theory of DNA is a common one that has found many uses in our society lately and would seem to be proved to a great extent, but it has one very large flaw that no one has yet given an answer to. DNA is considered to be about 97% common to all primates and other animals, and there is no evidence that this large portion, or the remaining 3%, determines anything other than physical traits. The pattern of a cat's hair color may be well represented by genetic coding, but the pattern of its pre-programmed brain is not represented at all. A cat, or any other creature, is born with instinctive actions with regard to all of its abilities. These are not learned, but are simply the default value of the cat's brain pattern. A cat that is rescued as a kitten and bottle fed may have no learning influence from any parent, but as it reaches a certain age, will dig a recess in the sand, squat to relieve itself, and then cover the area as all cats do. A dog, gorilla, or any other animal will have its own habits ingrained to accomplish their toilet, but these things must, according to modern theory, be encoded someplace in the DNA, and they just aren't. The Big Bang Theory even leaves physicists with a bad feeling because any grade 5 student could rip it to shreds in a second. Whether it's the Big Bang Bounce Theory or the old One Beginning of the Universe Big Bang, any youngster could ask, where did this matter come from in the first place? Or, where did this Big Bang take place? Science is stymied at that point. These questions have always been asked, but there has never been any answer to them, unless we consider theology an answer. And anti-theory has no problem at all coming up with answers to these difficult questions, but acceptance of these things that anti-theory states may not be considered scientific, but rather philosophical by the science community. That brings us to string theory. This same scientific community is so far over its collective head with the concept of strings and brains that many consider the whole idea to be purely philosophical. If an atom was the size of the solar system, a string would be about the size of a tree. Physicists do not envision being able to see one of these things in the near future. But then, we have never seen an atom, molecule, or even an electron, so size isn't the only problem. We think we have seen traces of electrons in colliders, atoms and molecule-like patterns with tunneling electron microscopes, but have no clue as to how we would see something as incredibly small as a string, if in fact they do exist. In some ways, anti-theory supports string theory, but not in the conventional matter-born way. Science has long supported the idea that matter and energy are convertible. Colliders were supposed to be the apparatus used to find the building blocks of matter and make the two separable. String theory, on the other hand, calls the string a tiny bit of energy and seems to leave the idea that matter must somehow be contained therein, since strings compose everything, but the separation of matter and energy now becomes quite enigmatic. If matter and energy are convertible, that is, E equals mc squared, then it follows that they must be separate entities and should be able to be divided from each other. But the colliders have not managed this task either. Pure energy has yet to be devised, since even sunlight photons are said to contain particles of matter. If string theorists are ready to embrace the idea that matter and energy are not separable, then there is hope for this way of thinking, because it begins to run parallel to the findings of anti-theory. The membranes, or brains, of string theory, or M-theory, could quite easily be the panorama of which anti-theory speaks, but sparticles of supersymmetry are not embraced by anti-theory because they only represent the balance of matter and antimatter that is so needed with the belief that separate matter requires. It has long been recognized that matter, if it exists, must have a balancing factor with antimatter in order to allow its proliferation. Without it, matter cannot simply be created out of whole cloth, as the expression goes, since it at least requires the whole that it came from. Anti-theory does not recognize antimatter, as it does not even recognize matter itself. Much has been made of the elegance of string theory, since together with M-theory, it gives a somewhat reliable model of the universe, including all the forces, but it does make atomic theory and the standard model terribly out of date. Anti-theory can take string theory right up to the completion of the theory of everything, but certainly not without a complete overhaul of perspectives. The idea of 10 or 11 dimensions is easily explained as is the concept of parallel universes, which are just two of the child philosophies that are derived from string or M theory. As you can see, these things are so theoretical that they cannot be considered pure science and must fall into the category of philosophy. The science of strings does not even have an opportunity to be examined by present-day methods, and little is expected from the new superconducting supercollider at CERN, since scientists devised the machine with the old model of atomic science in mind, and the one at Waxahachie, Texas, budgeted at $11 billion and designed to be 87 kilometers long, it was canceled by Congress in 1993 when $2 billion had already been spent on 22 kilometers of tunnel construction. Anti-theory retreats within the human mind to explain the universe and its cause. It relies on the simple fact that we know we exist, otherwise we couldn't ask these questions. Something like a fact that cannot be questioned is a very unusual thing in science and philosophy these days, because it's impossible to ask yourself if you exist or not, because you just know that you do. Old science taught in university for many years always stated that there are no absolutes. And this is certainly not the case with anti-theory. If you can question your existence, then you have your thinking system all messed up with theoretical or theological dogma, because the very act guarantees it. You do exist, and so does the universe that you observe, though the form that it is in may surprise you. Anti-theory does not see the world as a globe that we are so commonly in agreement of. Neither is it a throwback to the Flat Earth Society, but something quite different. The theory that our Earth is within a galaxy that we call the Milky Way, and that is but one of uncountable galaxies that make up our universe, has a very major flaw. We do not have a location. Whether you think of the universe as being limitless and the space it is in, likewise, or the universe as finite and the space it is in limitless, there is still a problem of location. To be located, we need space to have an edge, and for that concept, there is no real intuition. We are incapable of thinking of limitless space, and the idea of limited space needs a vessel to contain it. These may seem to be terms that are just so large that it really isn't necessary to consider them, but anti-theory has a solution to the problem of how we are located in space, whereas M-theory does not. To have a location, we must be relative so something to something recognizable, and so far, this has been considered quite sufficiently, the other planets, stars, and galaxies. But the big picture still leaves us in untractable space. Since you must accept the idea that you exist, then look about yourself and see that you are not very obviously standing on a globe, but rather within one. Space might be considered that which is beyond your ability to realize. Being within this bubble of reality, it is as obvious as existence itself. You look into this reality and not away from it. Disregarding all previous theory, you are part of this bubble, and your back is at the very edge of it. It can consist of an enclosure such as a room, or may also consist of the entire visible cosmos, should you look up into the night sky. All these considerations may seem a bit personal and quite unrelated to what we have previously considered the real world, but anti-theory is incapable of misleading philosophy because it does not guess. We are locked within our minds and insulated by the senses. The dream state of the human mind gives us some clue that we are perfectly capable of generating the reality we live in and being convinced that it is quite real. Anti-theory states that there is no reason to consider the so-called real world to be there without us as observers. We must therefore create it collectively and likewise be convinced that it is in fact real. Unfortunately, for physicists, string theory is something that we are creating, and if we continue to pursue this philosophy, we will also create the proof. Anti-theory could support supersymmetry in that both combine all the forces into proper relationships, but there are no sparticles, which are the predicted supersymmetry particles, said to be quite heavy. Although these could be characterized by the lost heavy particles of mass or matter that are no longer required by strings of energy alone. Mathematically, anti-theory cannot use numbers, digits, and symbols to explain itself as yet. The base formula or resultant equation would be 0 equals 1, and that largely goes against mathematics itself. But it would be interesting to see the eloquence of string math arrive at that point. The M in M theory would well be referencing magic, as the author Ed Witten himself suggested, because now we have lost the old real world of matter and entered the real realm of magical manifestation. What is magic other than the utter hallucination of reality? And what can this realization lead to? The elusive tachyons, that are theoretical particles capable of exceeding the speed of light, could be supplied by anti-theory, because the idea that light left distant stars many eons ago is now without merit. An observer would place the membrane of strings that we refer to as a star or galaxy in its place on the overall membrane of the cosmos instantly. The speed of thought is far quicker than that of light, at least theoretically. Parallel universes are not ruled out by any theory, since this one that we are involved in shows no sign of uniqueness or requirement that it be so, but no clue is given as yet to the communication with said places. Some slight differences in nomenclature would be suggested by anti-theory. Strings are simply referred to as things, and a brain would be more properly called, or I should say spelled brain, B-R-A-I-N. But the term membrane applies quite nicely to the surface of the bubble of reality that we seem to peer into, or the panorama of the heavens as it unfolds in vision. The 10 or 11 dimensions that strings and M-theory seem to require are satisfied by the very necessary dimension of the things in anti-theory, in that they all display these qualities or lack of them. Shape, containing length, width, and height, color, sound, motion, taste, smell, tactility, genetics, that is life or sexuality, and deterioration, which could be called entropy. But time is not a dimension, rather a subsequent or previous rendering of the above in the form of an addition. As stated, anti-theory does not invite conjecture, since it lacks theorizing, but runs surprisingly parallel to string theory in its philosophical mode. Could this tremendous departure from the old atomic model of everything lead to partnering with anti-theory to explain the makeup of the universe? Namron Sor.